Today we're going to be talking about your breathing on this episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series. I'm Carl Massey, coach, strategist and author, and we're coming all the way from beautiful Bali, and it's a gorgeous day here in Bali. I hope it's a beautiful day where you are. As always with the Life Masterclass podcast series, we're about practical stuff, things that are going to elevate all aspects of your life, whether it's your health, your vitality, your abundance, your wellness, your well-being, your fulfillment, meaningfulness, anything else you want to add to that list. And today we're coming back to the absolute basics because I've got a guest coming up on next week's podcast episode, David Goulet, who's been doing yoga and those practices from about the time I was born. And I'm no young chicken. I'm 52 at the moment. So this is a man with a world of experience. I'm really looking forward to that. So make sure you check out next week's podcast with David Goulet. We're talking health and healing. And one of the things that he brings up and reiterates is so important in this healing thing is our capacity to breathe. There's a big difference if we increase our oxygen intake by 10%, 20%, 50%. He was talking in the podcast about us having probably a lot of times only access to about 10% of the oxygen that we've got available to us as a result of the way we breathe or the way we don't breathe. So instead of my normal podcast where I do a guided meditation, I thought I'd flip it out and talk about a particular breathing technique. And this is one of the first breathing techniques that I learned when I started my yoga journey. And my yoga journey started in 1999. So I've been doing yoga and practices of yoga for over 20 years. And again, it comes back to these basics. It comes back to breathing. It comes back to, you know, and we've had a podcast on this before talking about what constitutes a great yoga session. So we're going to focus on, in this particular podcast, the breathing. And all it is, and I say all it is in the sense that it's simple, but imagine how effective it would be if you increased your oxygen by 10%. Oxygen is the fuel for the mitochondria in the cell to create energy in the body, to create vitality. And that's what we want for life. We want a vital life. We don't want to just live to an old age and, you know, being sick along the way. We want to have energy and vitality. We want to be able to jump up and jump into whatever it is that we, you know, we want to achieve in life. It's hard to achieve things on a grand level if you don't have the energy and vitality to show up to do the work that needs to be done in order to achieve those things you want to achieve in your life. So here we are, we're back to the breath. And one of the challenges with our breath is we learn a lot of bad habits over time. Whether they're habits that are built up, you know, even back in our childhood, but also even posturally, we spend a lot of time sitting down. A lot of times we're slumped. So we're slumped and we're constricting the breath because we're constricting the diaphragm. So the diaphragm can't do what it's designed to do, creating that vacuum, drawing air into the lungs. So a lot of times we do have this, you know, 10 or 20% functionality of the lungs for extended periods of time. And maybe that increases when we do physical activity, and why again, so important to do physical activity. But through the day, while we're not physically active, we want to get better at how we breathe. We want to make sure first and foremost that we're actually using our diaphragm. Because again, we're taught that it looks good posturally if we suck our stomach in and we poke our chest out, whether that's a man or a woman. So a lot of times we constrict our stomach just as a postural thing, as a habitual thing, which is, you know, a good fit for society if we want to look attractive to whoever we're trying to attract into our life. But it's more important for us for the diaphragm to be used in breathing. So for our stomach to expand and contract with the breath. That's one of the best things we can do for our breath. So a practice for that can just be lying down on your back, putting your hand on your stomach and breathing in, breathing out. On the in-breath, your stomach expands, your hand lifts up. On the out-breath, you breathe out, stomach contracts back towards the spine. You're clearing all that stale air out of the lungs. But you're using your diaphragm, which is its principal function. And as that diaphragm, you know, as you breathe in and your stomach goes out, it's because the diaphragm is coming down and pushing some of the organs out, creates a little bit of a extended stomach. Nothing to be ashamed of, and certainly in the case we're talking about here, breathing so important. So it's great to get over this idea of, you know, is my stomach looking a bit pudgy, or is it, you know, sucked back in? I don't want it sucked back in. So we want to like breathe into the stomach, expanding and contracting, expanding and contracting. And like I said, we can lie down on our back nice and flat. We only need to do it for a few minutes just to remind ourselves to reintegrate into the autonomic nervous system what it means to breathe correctly. We can put a block on top of that, maybe a couple of books or a bag of rice. I'm in Asia, so it's easy to talk bags of rice. So grab a bag of rice out of the cupboard and put it on your stomach and practice breathing using that diaphragm. So that's the first part of it. And the most important part, if you did nothing else but started diaphragmatic breathing, you would be in a different place. Because again, a lot of the challenge too is if we're having a stressful experience in life, and most of the time we do have experience of stress, a lot of times when we stress, we contract our stomach. We draw our stomach in, it gets tighter in our stomach, which means we're not drawing in as much air, which means we're breathing pretty shallow. We're not getting that diaphragm into the equation. So we're not creating that vacuum and filling the lungs up with the capacity of air that they have available to them when they're fully functioning. So again, we need to be working on, you know, our stress levels and making sure we just check in every now and again, is my stomach contracted? Okay, it is contracted. Let me let it out again and get back into that diaphragmatic breathing. And it might be each time you sort of notice that, you just take 5 deep diaphragmatic breaths. And it's just, you could breathe in to a count of 4, out to a count of 4, even breath, no pause either end for these ones, just breathing in, holding it for, or not holding it, counting up to 4, and then breathing out for 4. And you might just do that 5 times, and that starts to create a little bit more elasticity in your stomach and start it to be easier for the diaphragm to do its job. Now, if we're talking a breathing technique, and I talked about one of the first breathing techniques I learned was this 3-part whole yogic breath. And the first part of that yogic breath is the diaphragmatic breathing. So when you draw in a breath, the first place you draw into isn't your shoulders, isn't your chest. You don't suck into your chest, you don't lift your shoulders up. The first part of that 3-part breathing is breathing into the diaphragm. So you breathe into the diaphragm, or use the diaphragm, breathe into the stomach, expand it as much as possible. And then the second part of the breath is when you start expanding the intercostals and using the intercostals, they're the muscles between the ribs, for the rib cage to expand. So first part is the stomach expands. Second part is the ribs expand. And it's only as the third part that the shoulders lift up a little bit, just to get that last little bit of breath into the lungs. So the three-part breath is stomach, chest, and then shoulders as the last piece. And you can like breathe in stomach, chest, shoulders, and then on the out breath you can let your shoulders drop down, your ribs start to come back in, and then contract the stomach and breathe out. So you force all of that last part of the air out. The more you can force out that air as well, the easier it is to draw in breath, and you're going to draw in stronger, deeper breaths. So this is so important for health, so important for vitality, more oxygen, more energy. The body's got more energy. It can do the self-healing thing. You're going to hear from David Goulet next week about some of the miraculous turnarounds he's doing in people's health as a result of working on these breathing techniques. So stay tuned for that one. Look out for that. Your homework for now is to, every now and again through the course of the day, check in. Is my stomach contracted? Am I breathing shallowly? And can I flip the switch and start breathing diaphragmatically? So breathing diaphragmatically like that. And like I said, one activity you can do is just that. Once you notice you're a little bit tight in your stomach, breathing in for a count of four, breathing out for a count of four, solely using your diaphragm. So stomach expands on the in-breath, contracts back towards the spine on the out-breath. The second activity or exercise is that full yogic breath. So again, you might notice that I'm a little bit tired, or I'm a little bit unclear, fuzzy in the head, or I'm a little bit flat or whatever. Okay, let's do five counts of this full yogic breath. Breathing in with the diaphragm, the stomach, expanding the ribs, using those intercostals. Last thing, lift the shoulders up. Breathing out, shoulders down. Ribs start coming back in together, and then compressing the stomach, breathing out all that last air. And just doing that five times is so much benefit in shifting our breathing around. Be conscious about when you're taking a big breath. Are you lifting your shoulders? Are you lifting your chest first and foremost? Or is your stomach expanding? That's what we want every time. We want the first thing to happen is the stomach expands. That's when we know we're taking a good breath. That's when we know we're turning things around and making a difference in the amount of oxygen we're sending to our mitochondria. So those mitochondria in our cells can start pumping up and delivering the energy we need to lead the most fulfilling, meaningful, and vital life experience that we most desire. So there you go, just breathing. I've talked about it before and I'll continue to talk about it. Next week we've got David Goulet. Make sure you tune into that conversation on health and healing. If you haven't signed up for my newsletter, make sure you check that out, carlmassey.com, and you can get a download of the Guidebook to Happiness audio book if you sign up for my newsletter as well. And then you get a weekly blog article from me where I go into lots of different things, mainly around health and healing, but obviously I go in the direction of, you know, what you want to achieve in your life. I talk about a lot of different things. So if you're not signed up for that, check that out. If you need a helping hand, don't hesitate to reach out. Otherwise, wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.